This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, ad heavies from New York rate the presidential TV commercials of George Bush and John Kerry. But first, there are reports today from Saudi Arabia that four men on its most wanted list of militants were killed in shootouts with police in the port city of Jeddah. Authorities there say all four were suspected of carrying out bomb attacks in the kingdom. On Wednesday, a government security building in the capital of Riyadh was the target of a suicide bomber. Six people were killed in that attack. We had some questions about the tactics and motivations of the terrorists in Saudi Arabia. We turned to NPR's Mike Schuster, who's reported extensively from the Middle East and was in Saudi Arabia earlier this year.
I think that the terrorists in Saudi Arabia have been shifting their focus over time, that certainly this is the first time in this year of attacks that they've attacked a government building. But the shift started last year. In May, they attacked a compound where foreigners were and Americans were killed, as well as other foreigners. In November, they attacked a residential neighborhood but killed a lot of Arabs, Muslims, and Saudis. Then in December, there were attempts to kill some Saudi intelligence officials by a group called the Al-Haramain Brigades. And that's the same group that took responsibility on some Arab websites for the most recent bombing in Riyadh. So there seems to have been some change in strategy of these groups over time, not only this week.
So is this group linked to Al-Qaeda? Is this an Al-Qaeda bombing? And if it is, what in your mind would be Al-Qaeda's motivation for attacking in Riyadh now?
Terrorism specialists think that this group certainly is connected in some way to Al-Qaeda. We don't know whether there's actual Al-Qaeda operational control of this group. There's not enough information yet to determine that. But the group seems to have set out to do a much larger and more spectacular set of attacks. In the last few days, Saudi security forces seized five SUVs filled with 1 ton each of explosives. So it looks like this group may have set out to detonate six bombs on the same day. And this very much looks like an Al-Qaeda operation. This simultaneous bombing has become a hallmark of Al-Qaeda. And you can imagine if six 1 ton car bombs had gone off in Riyadh instead of just one, it would have been as bad as this one was, six would have been so much more, exponentially more powerful signal, both to the world and to the government in Saudi Arabia. So the motivations, I think, are to destabilize the government in Saudi Arabia and to drive a wedge between Saudi society and the United States.
But you would think that this might encourage a more empathetic attitude toward the United States, the victim of a terrible attack by Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, and now these same kind of tactics being visited upon their own society. Why doesn't it lead to a feeling of, well, we're in this together?
I'm not sure that I can answer that, Alex, why it doesn't lead to that. But we have seen in other places, and this not just in the Middle East, but in Spain as well, that when bombs have gone off, a certain amount of blame ends up on the United States for the policies that it's been pursuing in Iraq. There has been a lot of hostility in Saudi Arabia to the United States. When I was there earlier this year, there is a wellspring of anti-Americanism, even among American-educated intellectuals who want change in Saudi Arabia. They can't understand American policy in the Middle East, American policy in Iraq, or vis-a-vis the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. And so I think that we're likely to see some measure of hostility toward the United States grow out of this kind of attack.
And U.S. officials that you talk to, policymakers and analysts, they're worried about that.
There's an assertion by government officials, administration officials publicly, that the Saudis are more cooperative now in the fight against terrorism. There's a certain measure of I told you so coming from the administration, that the Saudis now at least understand that their society is under attack by terrorists, as other societies in the United States.
Saudi leaders, anyway.
That's right. But there is also, I think, privately, a great deal of uncertainty within the Bush administration about just how strong in the future Saudi Arabia, the government of Saudi Arabia, can be as an ally with the United States.
NPR foreign correspondent Mike Schuster, he covers terrorism for the Foreign Desk. Thanks for being with us at Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.